Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It is Pentecost Sunday. That is, you know, it's like your birthday, except it's the birthday of the church. And by the church, I mean us. And that's when power came down from on high. Something to celebrate, something to use as a time to renew our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So, Pentecost Sunday, and that's why we wear red, right? Red representing the Holy Spirit, the fire, the flame of the Holy Spirit. So it's good stuff. So it's good to be here. Absolutely gorgeous day today. We have some graduates. Last service, we didn't have any graduates. We didn't have any children. So we moved right along. So, but we're going to have some this time. So, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for this sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered. Thank you for Pentecost Sunday and the celebration of the church, the life of the church. Thank you for power from on high, power that enables us to be bold in our faith. Power that enables us to overcome the world. Thank you for that. And Lord, we gather together in this place today to celebrate that, to lift high the name of Jesus, to be a witness to the rest of the world that we are your children, called by your name and empowered by you. And so, Lord, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing to us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us up with love for one another and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I will offer a warm welcome to all present and especially our visitors. And I've introduced them several times, and I'm going to call out their names one more time. Terry and Joyce from Virginia. They were married here in the church, and I know that they have already spoken to several people that Joyce grew up with. So welcome and safe travels back to Virginia. I also welcome our graduates here this morning and their families. This morning, I would ask that you sign the registration pads. They can be found in the red folder. While you are signing those, if you are new to the church, please include your address. We would like to get some information to you. And also, if you see folks in the pew that you don't really know and you're not really forward and you don't want to ask their name, take a quick looky-loo at that registration pad, and then you will know their name. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, we will have 3x5 index cards that you can find in those red folders. Complete that card and put it in the clear holder at the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Pastor Bruce this morning. We have a number of announcements. I will highlight a few, and in addition, we also have some folks that are going to be making announcements. The Happy Methodists meet tomorrow, 12 noon, at Rodney's for lunch. There is information in the bulletin. So for a good meal and fellowship, Happy Methodists will meet tomorrow. I would ask Mary to come forward. She's going to give an announcement on one of our ministries. And while she's coming up, I'm going to remind you today is the last day for the hoagie sale that benefits our youth going to summer camp. So if you would like to order a hoagie for June, please complete your order form. They are in the narthex. Mary.
Good morning. I'm starting a new ministry in the church, prayer quilts, and we're going to be meeting. This is what it's going to look like. Very simple. And we're going to meet up in the fourth floor to your right. It's underneath the spiral steps, and it's Stitching Faith Ministry. And Cindy, we whipped this up together about 2 weeks ago. It's very easy. And the prayer knots, we're going to do them one by one, and we just pray over the quilt for whoever receives it. And if you know anybody that needs a quilt, just Just let us know, and we'll make one for them, okay? But in the meantime, we're going to keep making them, and we're going to meet on Wednesday, this Wednesday, and then on the 21st. This Wednesday is at 10 o'clock, but on the 21st, it's at 7 o'clock. That way, the people that works, they have an opportunity to come and help and to learn. Thank you. Hope to see you. You don't have to learn, you don't have to know how to quilt. You can, or sew. All you have to do is press. There's different little things that goes into making these quilts, so we'll give you a little project.
Thank you, Mary. And if you have any questions, please see Mary or Cindy. And this is a wonderful ministry that they are starting, and this is in addition to the knitted and crocheted prayer shawls and lap blankets and little hats and things that we do for babies and others that need our prayer. So thank you, Mary. Wonderful ministry. Well, Mary, I think you lifted up my announcements, my page of announcements. So we'll ask Pat Osterman to come up. Pat has an announcement.
Got a stool this time. Good morning. In 2 weeks, 27 people will be leaving Irwin and traveling down to Philippi, West Virginia. We will be building a one-bedroom addition with a covered porch for Janet. She is a single mom. She has a little boy, Alex, who is 8. And she recently obtained custody of her 16-year-old nephew, Isaiah. This room addition will be for Isaiah, her nephew. To date, I'm always honored when I at this time of the month that I give this speech. Our budget for the work trip was $4,000. And the money that has come in is $4,315.50. So thank you very much for your generosity. In the bulletin, there's a whole list of things that deal with a memorial work trip. Money can still come in honor of, in memory of someone, or to the glory of God. Any monies that come in this week and next week, unless it's specified that you want it for some building materials, is going to help the members that go on the team. We pay our own way. It costs around $125 for us to go down. Our biggest expense is staying at the college. To help defray some of the costs for the members, I ask for non-perishable food donation. I go through the recipes and, a can of evaporated milk or a box of tacos, things that are non-perishable. There are bags out in the narthex that have a name of an item, a food item written on it. Take a bag, take two bags, however you want, and purchase that item, place it back in that bag, and return it next week. And the Friday, Saturday before we leave on the work trip, I lovingly pack what is called our chuck wagon. I also am asking bakers if you would like to donate 2 dozen cookies as part of our treats for lunch and after our meal on Sunday. I ask that no nuts be in the cookies. I do have someone who has a peanut allergy. The cookies can be brought to the church the day that we leave on the 18th. There is also a gift basket in the narthex. Some clothes items have been donated to the kids. If you would like to donate anything, their sizes are listed in the bulletin. We have received a dresser for this room for Isaiah. We have also received an open shelf unit. Many people have approached me and they want to prepare some food that we take down on the trip. Thank you for everyone who has continued to bring something to this work trip. Lastly, I'd like you to keep the family, the team members in prayer these next 2 weeks. And then when we leave, keep the team in prayer as we have safe traveling mercies to and from Virginia, that we have safe traveling mercies to and from the site, that we have a safe site, that we have a safe kitchen. And just as a little prayer, pray for good weather. We bring tarps, but it's nice if we can have a little bit of dry climate for the work. So thank you for all that this church has done in support of this mission project. Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, Jack and Pat Osterman have been our coordinators for 25 years. Our work trip has been going to the hills of West Virginia, Philippi, West Virginia. So please find it in your heart to support that ministry. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and minds to our worship. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. And in the last days it shall come to pass, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit. Please remain standing and join me in our unison prayer as printed in your bulletin. God of grace, you sent the promised gift of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the women, upon Mary, the mother of Jesus, and upon his brothers. Fill your church with power, kindle flaming hearts within us, and cause us to proclaim your mighty works in every tongue, that all may call on you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn number 328 in your red hymnal.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
Do we have any graduates with us today? Who? Lindsay? Oh, there we go. Lindsay. Okay, Lindsay Deanne. Step right up here, young lady. There you go. Okay, Lindsay graduated summa cum laude, Bachelor of Arts with honors. I graduated with honors too in 1996, not 1896.
That's when I was born.
Yeah, it's when you were born.
Yeah.
Okay. From Seton Hill University, May 13th, 2017, she will pursue employment as an elementary or special education educator. She will also continue her academic career at Penn State University to obtain her master's. Lindsay finished with a perfect 4.0 grade average. Mine was a 3.57, so you're smarter than me. And she received the Sullivan Award for receiving the highest grade point average in her academic career. She also received the Michael J. Relihan Memorial Award for Excellence in Special Education. Yeah, really.
Lindsay is a child of the church. Most of you have seen her grow up. They sat in the middle of the pew. Melanie, raise your hand. Bruce is out ushering. And it's just a joy. And I can't hardly believe that she is grown, a full-grown woman, when she just was in my third-grade Sunday school class. And I want to note that Lindsay was a speedy Gonzales on this. Not only did she attain this 4.0, she did it in 3 years. So a huge round of applause.
Wow. So give us some of your hopes and dreams, Lindsay. I see that you want to be elementary or special education. And the master's, do you plan on doing more with that?
Yes. So right now I'm applying to different master's programs. I hope to further my education and become a better teacher always. Right now I'm just in the process of interviewing at different schools to see if I can get a job. But it's really hard in Western Pennsylvania to get a teaching job. So
yeah, you got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
But once you get into the club, then you're okay.
Yes. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay. And you would relocate if you had to?
Possibly. I'm applying a lot out near Johnstown because I have family out there.
Okay.
So I'd move out that way.
Okay, cool. What was the highlight of your getting this degree? What was the highlight, the thing you liked the best?
I think my student teaching was the thing I liked the best just because I got to work with the kids, and that was really the whole reason that I went on this journey to become a teacher. So that was my favorite part.
Okay, good. What was the low light?
Oh, gosh. There were a lot of lowlights. I think just the fact that I combined it into 3 years and compacted it, it made the education a lot more difficult, and I had a lot more to do. And I didn't have summers off because I took classes over the summer, so I didn't really have a break.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're going to pray for you before you sit down. Now, are there any other graduates here today? Okay. Let's pray for Lindsay, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we lift up Lindsay into the light and love of your presence. We pray, God, that you would wrap your arms around her and bless her journey, Lord. Use her, not only in the excellence in her field, but use her as a light for Jesus Christ in all that she does. Pour out your spirit upon her and give her holy boldness to carry the love of Jesus to whoever she comes in contact with. Bless her, her family, and her future family as well. Anoint her, Lord, from the top of her head to the tips of her toes to the ends of her fingers, inside and out, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we will give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Lindsay, thank you. One more time. Children's moments. Five. Give me another five. There we go. Okay. Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. Let's go grab somebody and bring them up here. One person. Grab one person for yourself. Bring them up here. We need a volunteer for Michael. Oh, Wendell's coming up. Come on up, Wendell. There you go. That'll work. Guys, comfortable? Come on up here. All right, just stand up here. Spread out. Spread out real far, real far. Lots of room between all of you. Go down that way, Wendell. Keep going down. Go that way. Okay. Okay, we're going to play Simon Says. Okay. Simon Says, smile. Okay. You call that a smile? Was that a smile? That's better. Smirk. Okay, Simon Says, quit smiling. Don't smile. Simon Says, don't smile. Oh, you're good. Don't smile. Don't. What? Don't smile. Don't smile. No, don't let that happen. Don't stop. You're just not going to smile, are you? All right, good. All right, Simon Says, go. Oh, what did I tell you when I came around? You're supposed to flap your wings. And what did I tell you to do? Nod your head. And Michael, you're supposed to march place. And Wendell, you're supposed to wave at everybody. Okay, see, now Simon Says go, and we all have different gifts. We all do. Okay, you can stop now. Simon didn't say stop. You're all out. Well, no, you were stopping. All right. But we all have different gifts. The Holy Spirit comes and gives us power to be used differently. We don't all do the same thing. But even though we do things differently, we do them all for the same reason. And that's to bring glory to God, to let our light shine for Jesus. That's why we do what we do, even though we're different from each other. Okay? So, Holy Spirit says, Simon says, go. All right. Simon says, stop. Simon says, huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for power from on high. Thank you for the different gifts that you give all of us. And Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to use the gifts that we have, the blessings that we have, for your honor and glory and praise, to show the world that Jesus is alive and well. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
In ancient days, your people came inside the temple gates. They longed to feel your presence through the veil that hid your face. But there was still a barrier they had never broken through, until the sacrifice of Christ tore the veil in two. Now I can come, boldly come, before your throne. And I'm home. presence, no matter where I am. If I'm hiding in the shadows or lifting holy hands, you are near me and you hear me. Even if I don't call your name, you are here right now. You are in this place, for I am always in your presence. Because you live inside my heart, you and I are one. My body is a temple of you, eternal God. I want to be a vessel that is worthy to be filled, holy, acceptable, as a place for you to live. For I can come, holy come, before your throne, and I'm always in your presence, no matter where I am. If I'm shadows or lifting holy hands, you are near me and you hear me. Even if I don't call your name, you are here right now. You are in this place, for I am always in your presence. I'm always in your presence.
Thank you, Chris. Our word of God this morning is from the book of Acts in the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Hear these words. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven, like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. And they were amazed and wondered, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language?" And here ends our reading from the Acts. And I now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we once again give you thanks for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, especially the power from on high, because we can't live this life the way you want us to without it. We need that power. And so, God, as a way of saying thank you for this and for everything, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings. Out of obedience to you, God, we give you these tithes and offerings as our way of saying that everything that we are and everything that we have belongs to you, and we surrender it to you. We give you these tithes and these offerings. And we pray, God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings in our lives as well, and use all this as you see fit for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting and broken world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seated. Beautiful day, Pentecost Sunday. We have a lot to be thankful for. What joys do we want to share?
Sunshine.
Indoor plumbing, absolutely. My personal favorite. And roses. Yep.
Family.
For the gracious generosity of God. Gracious generosity of God, absolutely. His mercy endures forever. Graduates, yes. Safe travel. Answered prayer.
Friends, old and new.
Did a wedding here yesterday morning, what we call stand-up wedding, just some family, but it was our youth pastor, Stephen Mannion, and Dawn. So we had a really, really nice ceremony here yesterday. It was good. Anybody else have a joy they want to share? Give glory to God. Yep, for all the interaction we have here, the family life that we have here, and now we're sharing that out on our sign. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but getting the message out to the community now. So for all of our joys, we say,
praise
the Lord. Pens, pencils, and mental tablets. This is my homework and your homework, and it really does make a difference. We want to remember Marion in our prayers, Willie, Ed, Laverne, and Cheryl. Let's pray for Doris, and David, for all those who are traveling. Let's remember England in our prayers as they have come under what almost appears to be constant terroristic acts of terror. They had somebody drove a truck into a crowd of people at the end of the bridge and started stabbing people. God bless you. And acts of terror. And they try to do those things here in the United States. Don't think that it's just England they're picking on, but they try to do that here in the United States. We're just much better at stopping it before it gets started. Let's pray for our graduates, first responders. Let's pray for our missionaries and our missionary team. Stoyan, absolutely. S-T-O-J-A-N, Stoyan. Stoyan and his family. Other concerns? You lost your sister this week. Our prayers are with you. Earl, yes, Earl. I got to remember Earl. Other concerns? Yep, right. Time of transition. Pastors and churches in transition. Yeah, this week, pray for annual conference. That's this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Nellie and I will be up there this week for the festivities. If you have an unspoken request for God, just raise your hand. God sees your hand. That's your act of faith. God knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you for our blessings. Forgive us whenever we take them for granted. And God, we also believe that you're greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. We also believe, God, that your word is absolute truth, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible, regardless of what the doctors, bill collectors, bank accounts, regardless of what all that says. We are overcomers. We have the power of the Holy Spirit, power from on high, and we thank you. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scriptures have said, rivers of flowing living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. And this is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Pentecost Sunday, power from on high. Acts 1. The disciples talk to Jesus. Last thing he says to them before he ascends into heaven is, Remain in Jerusalem and wait for the power from on high. And then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. And then in Acts 2, they're all gathered together in one place praying, when all of a sudden the sound of a rushing wind fills the place and tongues of fire appear above their heads. And then they go out and they prophesy to everybody in their native language. And people were there from all over the world for a festival. And everybody heard the message being spoken in their own language. Power. Power on high. What do these flashlights have in common? They all have batteries. They all have batteries. They all have a source of power. What else do they have in common? Bulbs. They all shine a light. That is their sole purpose for existing, is to shine a light. And they're all different looking. And yet, they all have the same purpose in life. And that's to cast a light. This one doesn't work. It's not good for anything except to be thrown out. Unless it were to be properly taken care of, encouraged. Unless it were to be given a source of power. And then, with the right source of power, it can join the others. Now, this one was a little different because this one's dim. This one is dim. It's not as bright as the others because its power source needs to be recharged. God loves you, and so do I. Please turn in your hymnals to page 15. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. It is right to give you thanks for all that you have done for us, for our salvation. And while we didn't deserve it, you gave it to us anyways, your love, your Son. You saved us from the penalties of our sin, which is death. Thank you, God, for loving us so much. Thank you, God, from that power from on high. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we join your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you and praise you so very much, God, for how you have loved us so much that you, Jesus, on that night that you would be betrayed, you had that last supper with your disciples. Celebrating the Passover meal, you gathered them together. And during that meal, you took the bread. You blessed the bread and you broke it. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of Christ. And then you gave that bread to your disciples, saying, take and eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Likewise, after supper, you took the cup, and after you had blessed it, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. You gave it to your disciples, saying, take and drink you all of this, for this is the cup of the new covenant, my blood which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. And you said that you would not do it anew with us, drink it anew with us again, until you did it with us in our Father's kingdom. Lord, bless not only this bread and this cup, bless us as well into your service. And Jesus said, as often as you do this, as often as you have communion, do this in remembrance of me, in remembrance that all that I have done for you gives you power from on high. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Come, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Come, Blessed Trinity. Come into our lives and do a mighty work. Have your way with us, Holy Spirit. Guide us and direct us. Burn within us. Set us afire for the sake of the gospel. Fill us with holy boldness. Be that power from on high in our lives and all that we do. And we give you all honor and glory as yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. May I have the ushers, please? The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all that he did with that body, dwelt among us, grew up, suffered, was tired, ate, traveled, worked, and taught and loved. That body that was infused with power from God, that body that was tortured and beaten, nailed to a cross, suffered and died for you and me, and then was raised from the dead. His body given for us. Hold it up. Take and eat. That blood that sets us apart from the rest of the world, that forgives us of our sins, that brings us back into right standing with God. His blood that tears down the curtain in the temple that separated us from God and from us, from the people. His blood God looks at us through that shed blood, takes away the sins of the world. I'm telling you, that blood changes us, transforms us. Do you need another one? That blood is the contract signed in blood that through faith in him, we have eternal life. His blood shed for us because he loves us. Hold it up. Pentecost Sunday. Take and drink. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for communion. For even though we are many and different with different gifts, we are one in the body of Christ. And for that we thank you. Fill us now with power from on high for your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a reception across the hall, cake and punch to celebrate our graduates, particularly Lindsay. And in your honor, Lindsay, we've taken all the calories out of the cake, so have all you want. We couldn't possibly be more like these flashlights if we tried. We're different, different gifts. But our sole purpose in life is to glorify God, is to let our light shine for Jesus no matter where we're at, no matter who we're with, no matter how well we do it. And we have to remember that there are times in our lives where we need to get recharged. We need to recharge our batteries to get more of that power from on high. And we do that here. We do that reading this. We do that on our knees praying, singing songs and worshiping God, getting involved in ministry and helping other people. That recharges our batteries. And there are times that we need to reach out to those who don't have batteries, to seek and save those who are lost, let them see our light shining for Jesus so that they'll want the same thing, and then we can plug batteries into their lives and they can receive power from on high. But that's us. So dear Heavenly Father, pour out your spirits upon us. Come Holy Spirit, fill us with holy boldness that we will go out and let our light shine for Jesus wherever it's needed, because God, we know people. We know situations where the light of Jesus is needed. Give us the boldness to do it, Lord. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.